Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new you by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Happy Mindset Change Monday. Hope everybody's doing great today. So y'all, today is the day where the eclipse is supposed to be visible. And I feel like a lot of people make a big deal out of small things, which is great. Because I always say in life, in order for us to live happy and healthy, we've got to find small things that keeps us motivated about life. So if you're one of the ones that's hoping to see or get your eyes on the eclipse, today is a day for you. Make sure you make it happen. Make it happen. And y'all, if you didn't check Friday's podcast episode called What's at Stake, go check that out. That's a great podcast episode because it talks about what's at stake when you make a decision. But anyways, though, y'all, so growing up, as a young man, I used to idolize fashion. And I used to love to buy new shoes, new shirts, new jeans. And not just any new shirts, name brand shirts, name brand jeans. Now, mind you, I was a Burlington Coat Factory guy. I was a Ross and TJ Maxx guy. So I'm not going to act like I'm some big shot who had all this money to be able to go buy an expensive pair of jeans from Dillard's or Macy's or what have you, right? I still have some type of discount in me. So I would go to, like I said, Ross, TJ Maxx and buy my jeans. My shoes, I would go to the Nike store, maybe Nike Outlet when Nike Outlet was the thing, right? And it was one of those things where every single time I got my check, I had to go buy something new. Sometimes I would buy a new pair of jeans, shirt, and shoes just to match. That was just who I was. I loved to feel good and to look good, and fashion was my thing. But it became an addiction. It became an idolization. I started idolizing these three things. And so when you go in my closet, you see all these jeans hadn't touched or worn months. You see all these shoes that just sat there and were clean because I never wore them. You see all these shirts that are color-coded in certain sections that I've never wore or only wore one time. And it's because I started to idolize it. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. But my mind was telling me, go and get it, because I had to feel the satiation of going to the mall and buying those three new things every time I got paid. So just in case you haven't figured it out yet, today's episode is about stop idolizing things. We get to a point in our life where we just get stuck with idolization, where we love to idolize things. Because idolizing things, like I said, makes us feel whole, makes us feel satisfied, makes us smile in the moment. Yes, in the moment. Let me call it out. In the moment. Because it's not a full satisfaction of what we really want to cure or feel in the body, right? It's just, it's insatiable. It feels good in the moment, but then a week later, that good feeling is gone. I'm drinking my tea, y'all. So if you hear go, 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 that's me. So back to what I was saying, though, is about stop idolizing things. So the first question is why do we idolize things? Why do we? It's our vice or vices for handling life, right? Sometimes we need something, like I said earlier about the eclipse, to keep us going. It's a motivation. But that motivation turns to an addiction. From an addiction, it turns to an obsession. From an obsession, it becomes an idolization. So why do we idolize? Because that's how we handle life. It's a vice. It's a way to make us feel satisfied in the moment. It's a way to make us feel good about our situation, our scenario, whatever's happening in life, right? Another reason why we idolize is because we like to imitate a particular lifestyle. We want to pretend we live in the big high life. We want to pretend, yes, I can live this life, but I don't have the money to really do it. So if we idolize, then we start to imitate a lifestyle. We start to imitate a particular person. I've seen people who really wanted to be Michael Jackson. I've seen people who thought they were Michael Jackson. They walked around with the glove on, doing the moonwalk, talking about hee-hee, right? Right? And we got some good imitators out there. Let's just be real, right? But again, imitation is a way of how we idolize things, a person, a lifestyle. It's just what it is. So that's why we idolize. Why is idolizing an issue? It's a huge issue. Let me tell you the reason why idolization becomes an issue. Because we start focusing on that one thing. We start getting tunnel vision to that one thing and that one thing only. We have to have that one thing and that one thing only. So it becomes an idolization. Idolizing becomes an issue because it builds an addiction. We start feeling like we have to have it. We need it. We want it. It's part of our everyday life. It's part of our Friday ritual when we get our paycheck. It's part of our monthly ritual when we get our bonus to go splurge on whatever you're idolizing, right? I've had friends who idolize strip clubs. They take their full check, their bonus, and they're at the strip club Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the time they come out Sunday night, they're broke. They're idolizing women. They're idolizing the parts of a woman. So idolizing is an issue because it builds an addiction. And that addiction becomes an obsession. An obsession is bad. An obsession is worse than an addiction, if you ask me. Or let me not say that. I'm going to get into the similarities of an addiction and an obsession, right? They have similarities, but I would say an addiction will lead you to an obsession. But I don't want to say an addiction is worse than an obsession, or an obsession is worse than an addiction. But however, we know that they can both be detrimental to your lifestyle, right? So, that's funny. I just recorded a podcast 2 weeks ago, and it's called Things That Are Detrimental to Your Lifestyle. And if you haven't heard that one, go check that out. So an addiction is a desire, right? But let me tell you where an addiction is a big issue. It's because we hide or we deny that we have a problem. We just flat out say it's not an issue. It's nothing. It's just me being me. And this is who I am. Either you love it or you leave it. I just don't like that saying. I don't like it. Love it or leave it, right? It's like my way or the highway. That's exactly what it is. But an addiction is a desire, right? You hide it. You hide things. You don't want anyone to know. You're sneaking off and you're doing it. No one knows you're doing it but you. But even though you know you're doing it, you're not going to admit you having any problems. You're going to say, I'm good. There's no issues. I can handle it. And my saying is that everyone says they can handle it until it's too late. They do. I got it in control until the issue is too late. Right? An obsession is rooted in fear, right? And the reason why an obsession is rooted in fear is because it becomes a thing where you have to have it. You fearful if you don't get it. You start to worry because you can't have it. So an obsession is rooted in fear. Fear is rooted in your soul, right? And this is where addiction and obsession are a little bit different. We will acknowledge that we're obsessed. When you're obsessed, you have no issues with sharing your obsessions. You'll see someone who plays the lottery. No, you got to play to win. I get it, right? I want to be a millionaire too, okay? Let me just be honest. But then again, no, I don't know. I've seen people who become millionaires and end up getting killed because everybody knew they had money and someone ended up taking them out to try to get their money. But anyways, you will acknowledge your obsession. Person plays the lottery every single day. They go and they buy lottery tickets. Every day they go and buy scratchers. They scratch them right in front of you. They're not hiding their obsession. They will acknowledge it. Hey, I play the lotto Wednesdays and Saturdays. Hey, I play the big ticket Mondays and Tuesdays like clockwork. I'm in line at Circle K. I'm in line at 7-Eleven getting my ticket. I'm at Fry's at the ticket machine getting my tickets for tonight's lottery. So, and that's why I talked about earlier about, I didn't know if an addiction is worse than an obsession, but I would say an addiction is worse than an obsession because you're going to hide your addiction. You're going to be open with your obsession. But let me just stop. The root cause of this is you idolizing things. It's the root cause, right? So stop idolizing things. Addiction and obsession has some of the same similarities, right? It becomes something that you want, you need, you have to have it, right? It becomes part of your everyday life. The similarities is that you have to have it, whether you have an addiction or an obsession. The day can't go without you being satiated by whatever you're idolizing. The day can't go by without you doing it, right? And that's when you know things are getting tough. You can't go without it. An obsession is intrusive and a persistent thought. You can't get out of it, you can't get it out of your mind. It's always there. It's a persistent and a consistent thought. I have to have it. No matter what. I've got to go on Amazon and buy those brand new shoes. I've got to go online and purchase my brand new jeans that I so have to have that I'm probably not even going to wear, but I have to have them. It's a persisting, nagging thought. Have you ever had a persistent thought that just doesn't go away? It's kind of like I use sex as an example, right? You're craving sex. It becomes intrusive. You gotta have it. And then it becomes an everyday persistent thought. And then your behavior starts to reflect that you want and you need sex. And so if you're in a relationship with someone who hasn't given you sex recently because it's a persistent thought, you think about it and you talk about it with that person over and over again, and you ask them for it over and over again until they get tired of hearing your mouth. But for a person that's obsessed, it becomes intrusive and persistent, and you cannot get that thought out of your head until you have it. And what's tricky is as soon as you get it, you want it again. That's how idolizing works. You get it in the moment, you feel good for 10 minutes, the next 10 minutes, you want it again. An addiction is when the brain learns to crave it, right? So the addiction, different from an obsession, the brain learns to crave whatever it is you're addicted to. And then once your brain learns to crave it, it becomes an obsession. I can't go one day without it. Let's talk about some things that we idolize that becomes obsessions. Because I don't think we understand really what these themes stem from. But as adults, we know the majority of the time. But do we acknowledge them? No. Right? But if it's an obsession, you will. If it's an addiction, you're not. But I'm going to call them out for you. These are the things that I feel like that are up there, that are high up in what we idolize as human beings. We idolize people. We idolize men, idolize women's body. Women idolizes women's bodies, right? And some women out there idolize men's bodies. And so the number one thing that we idolize is the human body, because we fixated on it. We have to touch. We want to touch it. We have to touch it. We can't go without it, right? And then the next thing is material things, cars, houses, jewelry, like I said earlier, jeans, shoes, shirts. These things start to become an idolization and then becomes an obsession. You have to have it. Money becomes an obsession. You have to have money. And if you ever notice a person who makes good money, they have to have more money. And then at some point, some people even start doing illegal things to get more money. At that point, it's an obsession. You have to have it. Drugs. You gotta have it. Drugs and alcohol actually changes your brain waves. Like I said earlier, the brain learns to crave things, right? But how your brain functionality works is that it changes your brain waves, because now you have an addiction that you're doing every single day. And so your body is expecting to get that liquor. Your body is expecting to get the drug of its choice. And if it does not, it starts to think something is wrong. And when your brain thinks something is wrong, now you got your anxiety, your fear, your worry, everything you can think of under the sun starts to come to your mind. And it becomes an issue, right? So those are the things that we idolize. Your body. Some of us idolize our body. I was just sharing with someone a couple weeks ago at work when they bring treats and donuts and all the good stuff. I'm a guy who usually say, no, I don't want that. And I realized, like, the more I say no, why am I saying no? Yes, I want to keep my weight at a particular weight, but I'm idolizing my body, how I look in the mirror. And I don't feel like if I eat that, I feel like I'm going to gain weight. I'm going to get fat. It's going to show in my stomach area. So I say no. But that's idolizing. There's nothing wrong with you having one every now and then, right? Nothing's wrong with that. But if it becomes an obsession, that's when you got a problem. So now someone asks if I want a donut, I say, yeah. Let's talk about what we should be idolizing, because this is what is really the main topic of this podcast episode, of what we should be idolizing. If we idolize these things more, the less we idolize the other things, okay? Number one, we should be idolizing God or whatever spirituality that you believe in. I'm not a guy who's going to try to tell you what religion to pick, which God to serve. I'm going to say this, whatever God you serve, keep serving them, but serve them with all your heart. Whatever spirituality, Scientology, whatever you believe in, serve it with all your heart. Because at least you're idolizing something more than a material being that's insatiable. All those things I just named on that list are insatiable. They're not going to satisfy you forever. And then you're going to find the next best thing. So we should be idolizing God or whatever spirituality, whatever religion you believe in. We should be idolizing our identity. Who are we? What are we? Do we want love, happiness, fun, right? Do we want to enjoy life? Or do we want chaos, drama, stress, or anxiety? When you know your identity, you know which one of those options you want. Option A or option B. A happy, healthy life, option A, or B, an unhealthy, happy life. When you know your identity, you don't question that. You know how to idolize it, but idolize it in a good, mature way to where it does not become an obsession. Your identity can be an obsession because you can be and you should be obsessed with who you are, who people say you are. That's important. But long as you don't allow your identity to make you feel like you're better than the person next to you, you can be yourself and you can love others. The Bible talks about that a lot. Next, we should be analyzing relationships. They say relationships is the key component to living a happy and healthy life. We all need healthy relationships. We all need someone to talk to. We all need someone that we feel loved by that person. Everybody needs love. Everybody wants love. Everybody needs love. And everyone wants to feel love. There's no way you can tell me you don't want any of those three. It's part of life. And last but not least, we should be analyzing how we think. That's what this podcast is all about. For me to help you rewire the way you think. You can idolize the way you think because you don't want to think negative. You don't want to think that you don't want to think bad. You don't want your thinking to become a material obsession that you have to have. So yes, idolize the way you think. And if you don't think right, fix it, clear it, make it better. But those are the four things you should be analyzing: God, spirituality, your identity, relationships, and how you think. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10:14, therefore, my dear friends, flee from my idolatry. The Bible is telling us to flee from idolatry. It's not good for us. It's not healthy unless you're idolizing God. Allow yourself to feel. When you don't feel, you don't realize you have an addiction. You don't realize you have an obsession. Because you've blocked off your emotions because for whatever has happened. Allow yourself to feel emotions in the moment. Today is a new day for you. Today is a day you shout for joy, you shout for change for yourself, and you go after it and change who you are, and you stop idolizing material things and you start idolizing your identity. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate it. To my listeners, thank you. Hey, y'all, I still have my 30-minute consultation on the table. If anyone is interested, it's $50. Send me an email at jewatki1@gmail.com, and I'll set up your time so we can talk, chat about whatever it is you want to share with me. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. When you subscribe, when a brand new one's dropped, you'll be the first one to get the alert. Make sure you leave in comments. I always pose a question on the podcast. And so if you want to be engaged, stay engaged, and you want to continue to rewire how you think, leave those comments and answer those questions. Hey, I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting yourself or someone else, please don't hesitate to call 988, the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's my decision on y'all. Peace!